Welcome in to a Wednesday midweek edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash with you. Isaac on the other side of the glass. Mark not with us today. Hoping that he will be back very, very soon. We've got a great show for you. It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We're going to talk a lot of golf with you today. Looking forward to that. If you have a question about your game, not only we've got double Brian's today. We will get to your questions about your game, how we can take care of that, answer those questions, and we'll give you the phone number for that coming up in just a little bit. And, talk a little bit about the great game of golf and how to get youngsters involved. We're going to talk a lot of junior golf today on the program. 319-366-1600 is the text line. That is a phone line as well. Again, that is 319-366-1600 here today. Isaac on the other side of the glass, as I mentioned, and we are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union each and every day here on the Gym Class program. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com, celebrating their 75th anniversary. And we'll get to talking golf and Caddy Smack coming up here in just a couple minutes. We'll get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update as well coming up on the program here in just a little bit. Good afternoon, Isaac.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Still hoping the smoke goes away. It rained a little bit in Iowa City. I don't know if Cedar Rapids got any rain. I was hoping that would help.
We got some rain.
Did not help a ton, it doesn't seem like. So, again, just stay inside if you can.
So I shouldn't go out and play golf after this?
Probably not.
Doing it anyway.
I'm no doctor, so I guess you don't have to take my word for it. But, if you're vulnerable... Yeah. Group, then stay inside.
Yes, in all seriousness, if you are vulnerable to the air quality, please stay inside.
Yep.
That's the best advice. Supposed to be a lot better tomorrow. Supposed to be a lot better.
Fingers crossed.
And I thought the rain might take care of the situation today, but a little better. It's not as bad as yesterday.
It doesn't look as bad. I think numbers wise it's just about the same as far as like I don't know what the numbers mean at all, but we're just in about the same red zone, but it looks a little bit better today than it did yesterday. It looked really, really bad.
I am not a scientist, so
I don't know.
I'm not going to answer any of the particle questions.
Yeah, I just know if it's in the red or purple, that's bad. Green is good.
There you go. Surgeon General says secondhand wildfire smoke is bad for you. Thank you, Cyclone Tim. Appreciate that. On the text line, 319-366-1600. It's not good for you. We do know that. We're going to talk some golf with you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. As we mentioned, we got a lot to cover as far as the golf world is concerned, and we will certainly get to that. But unfortunately, we must open up the program today with just the news that broke this morning, just heartbreaking news. Colleague has been on our program. I know he's been on Todd's program as well. Friend of ours, friend of everyone who has ever been a broadcaster or journalist, et cetera, in especially the eastern part of the state of Iowa. We lost Steve Batterson this morning from the Quad City Times, and Steve was a consummate professional and had been with the Quad City Times for nearly 4 decades. And just, like I said, a guy that you wanted in your corner. He was going to be in your corner. Nothing would ever rattle him. And the thing I will always remember about Steve is the fact that he could cover anything. And one of the last real journalists in newspaper writing that you would see him one day at, for example, Kinnick Stadium, covering the Iowa Hawkeyes in front of 70,000 people. And maybe the day before, I know these sports don't overlap, but I'm just throwing you out as far as an example is concerned. You would also see Steve covering a high school basketball game. And as a matter of fact, the last time I talked to Steve was back in late February, early March. I'd have to look at the exact date, but he was here in Cedar Rapids covering the Davenport West Kennedy Boys Tournament game that took place over at Kennedy High School, and had a great chat with him that night. And little did I know that was going to be the last time that I had the chance to talk with him. But cover the Iowa Hawkeyes. He covered high school sports, the Quad City River Bandits, minor league baseball, the John Deere Classic. He was involved in that, of course. And like I said, you just don't see many newspaper people anymore that will cover both college, professional ranks, and high school ranks. And Steve did that. And what a great staff he was a part of. Matt Koss over at the Quad City Times, he just left about a month ago. The former editor, he also covered a wide variety of subjects and topics and sports over there. Don Doxey, Steve Batterson, Zach Martin in recent years. A terrific, terrific sports department that they had over at the Quad City Times. And he is definitely going to be missed, not only at Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena, but he will be missed at many places. And our condolences going out to the Batterson family and everybody over at the Quad City Times. It's just it's a sad, sad day today. No doubt about that. And going to be missed, so hats off to him. And he'll be covering things from above, if you will. So our best going out to everybody that Steve touched over the years. 319-366-1600, 9049 on the text line. Agreeing, Steve Batterson looked forward to his bylines from a better newspaper era. Yeah, another, unfortunately, another situation where another great writer has left us. And that's just a sad, sad thing. And unfortunately, we will not be able to talk with him on the Eastern Iowa radio anymore. So, and too bad, too bad right there. He was a good guy, Isaac. He was a good guy.
Yeah, that seems to be like the general opinion. Everyone kind of reaching out when they saw the news, kind of being like, man, he impacted my career. Obviously, I didn't know him. I'm just started. So, but everyone seems to say, you know, every interaction with him was great. He was a super hard worker. And as you said, he covered anything, did everything. And so it seemed like a pretty big loss as far as the sports reporting world goes in Eastern Iowa.
No doubt. No doubt about that. And did Illinois sports as well as Iowa sports? You have to do that when you're in the Quad Cities. You got all the quadrants of the Quad Cities, if you will. So he certainly, certainly did that. So we will go from that sad news to better news, as we will get to a golf coming up here in just a couple of minutes. I do want to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update first. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Eat local, try their burgers and fries. They're made fresh daily. And wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar, or bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area at Emil's Hideaway. You can find out more by going to their website at emilshideaway.com. And taking a look. Now, these games, they're not a whole lot on the scoreboard today. Am I wrong about that, Isaac?
No, I had some Iowa athletes get named to, what is it, academic?
Is there, yes.
Academic stuff.
79 of them. Yeah, so if you go over the entire list on Todd's show, I will be very impressed.
I do not have all 73 on
73,
there.
Okay. I knew it was over 70.
Yeah, and then have some Colonels things, but yeah.
Colonel's on the road at Peoria tonight.
Today, yeah. And they have a former Colonel's pitcher, what was his name? Sorry. David Festa got named to the MLB Futures game.
Yeah. Good for him. Yeah. Good for him. Now, I will go over the schedule for high school baseball and softball tonight. Not sure if these games are going to be played because of the weather conditions outside, the smoke, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of, in fact, most games were not played last night. So I'm just going to give the schedule for games here in our area. High school baseball, big one tonight. Beckman at Marion. Two good teams going at it right there. Jefferson is scheduled to host North Scott tonight at 7 o'clock. Regina and Solon going at it tonight. as well at 7 o'clock. High school softball, Linmar is scheduled to be at Prairie for a doubleheader. These are all 5:30 starts, by the way. Dubuque Hempstead at Jefferson. It's Marion at Vinton Shelsburg. Western Dubuque down in North Liberty to take on Liberty. And those are the games that are in our area right now. And also can tell you what's happening as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. And I don't believe, I know Spencer talked about this, and it didn't even, you know what, the White Sox are playing so poorly, it doesn't even faze me anymore. So poorly that Shohei Ohtani, with a cracked fingernail, can hit two home runs last night. That's the way it goes. Top of the first inning right now, game that is underway, it's Washington and Seattle. As I mentioned, that is just underway. A final from earlier on, Atlanta shut out the Minnesota Twins, that by a score of 3-0. Games coming up later on, it'll be Cincinnati at Baltimore. San Diego will take on Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. Mitch Keller on the mound, the Cedar Rapids native. Hopefully we'll get a W tonight. Was in line for it last time out, and the bullpen gave that one away. San Francisco is at Toronto. Miami goes to Fenway to take on the Boston Red Sox. Milwaukee will be taking on the New York Mets. St. Louis hosting Houston. Cubs will host Philadelphia tonight at Wrigley. It'll be Detroit at Texas. Cleveland will be at Kansas City. The Dodgers will be in Denver to take on the Colorado Rockies. White Sox and the Angels tonight. Berea will pitch for the Angels against Lucas Giolito. It'll be the Yankees in Oakland, and Tampa Bay will be at Arizona. So those are the games on the Major League docket tonight on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. We'll take a break, come back, get you a look at the latest weather forecast, and then we will talk some golf with you on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. So stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
Smoky skies continue with us as we head throughout our day. Today we do have an air quality alert in effect, so be sure to limit your exposure outdoors if you can. A few more isolated showers and thunderstorms as we head throughout the afternoon. Most of that will stay further off towards the south, with highs rising into the mid-80s. However, as we head overnight tonight, a few more showers and thunderstorms will be moving its way through the area. A few of those storms could become severe as we head throughout the night. By Thursday, smoke should start to clear out a little bit more for us, with a few isolated thunderstorms throughout the afternoon, with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now with the first forecast.
Swing into summer with the John Deere Classic, July 5th through 9th at TPC Deer Run. Bring the whole family out for First Tee Youth Day on Wednesday, July 5th, and see Iowa women's basketball star Caitlin Clark tee it up in the Pro-Am. Kids 15 and under are free all week. The fun doesn't stop there. Stick around on Saturday and Sunday after the last putt drops for live music. Come for the golf, stay for the party. See you at the John Deere Classic. Visit johndeereclassic.com to buy tickets today.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Updating your heating and cooling system sounds great, but dealing with general contractors, utilities, and building departments, plus filling out all the paperwork, doesn't. Well, hold on, because E&J Geothermal will take care of everything, from the initial consultation to checking with all the right people, installing an energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal unit, and helping you file for the new increased tax credits and rebates for residential and commercial properties. You worry about nothing. E&J Geothermal's got it. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
It is 3:20 right on the button on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class as we talk golf every other week. Brian Haas from Lake House Sports joining us here in studio. And again, if you have a question for Brian, go ahead and get it to us on the text line about your game. I was told it's mid-season, and mid-season slumps are upon us. I am just been told that because I seemingly am in one for the last two times out. But they said, oh, it's a mid-season slump. Don't worry about it. It's right. Okay.
I'm only just hitting my stride, so I'm sad to hear that it's mid-season.
319-366-1600. That is a text line. Phone line as well open up for you at 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in. Before we talk golf here, want to let everybody know about our poll question at KGYMradio.com. It's brought to you by Steve Anderson and Hawkeye Title and Settlement on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Deals with the guy that single-handedly beat my Chicago White Sox last night. Don't laugh, Isaac.
You have to laugh or you'll cry. Is that the saying, right?
Yes.
If you don't laugh, you'll cry. So
you hit the nail on the head right there. If you could only have Shohei Ohtani do one thing for your team, would you rather have him as a pitcher or solely as a DH? Can I put outfielder?
I assume probably it fits, yeah.
Okay. I want him as my outfielder.
I think you need a lot of help around that team right now.
Well, I'm not saying my team.
Well, see, that's the same thing that Spencer said, is he immediately said hitter without considering like what the Brewers need. Obviously, the Brewers need hitting, so it worked out all right for him. But
I would think you would rather have a guy be out there every day or every
ten days. I would lean hitter just because impact. And if he was solely a hitter and wouldn't have to focus on
then
you know,
he could
pitching
play outfield.
At all, yeah, he'd be insane. I think you'd see the home runs even higher than he has now, which is already at a ridiculous level.
Two more last night with a cracked fingernail. I can't even fathom that in a major league situation, but go ahead and vote KGYMradio.com. And as we talk golf here today, just we'll have let you know again what is coming up on Friday. We will do that here in just a little bit, but we got Brian Haas with us here in studio. And as we mentioned, it's Brian and Brian today. You brought a guest today, didn't you?
I did. Another golf professional. Maybe to answer the questions better than I do.
Well, two professionals is better than one professional.
That's true.
So if you have a question, today may be your bonus day.
It is.
Out there. So 319-366-1600. If something is not working in your game, go ahead and let us know right now. But go ahead and introduce Brian. Other Brian.
Yeah, so I have Brian Johnson here with us, and he is at Elmcrest Country Club. He is their teaching professional there, director of instruction. And he does a lot of great work, obviously, with all his members, adult members. But what I know him for personally and what I really love to watch is his work with all the kids. And he does this great job with the PGA Junior League and his clinics that he does with his kids right there at his club. And each time I get the privilege to go there, he seems to be at the back of the range working hard and has a different game set up for these kids to play and learn the game. So it's really fun and cool to watch to see these kids learn the game, learn it the right way, and enjoy the game for what it is.
Yeah, because it's all about having fun, and you've got to learn to have fun at an early age. And Brian, thanks for coming. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Yeah, you bet. It's great to be here. So thanks for having me.
You bet. And you know, working with the kids, getting them started, it's got to be very fulfilling. One of the reasons why you got into golf was to maybe do this in this direction?
Yes, absolutely. Teaching was definitely my main priority getting in, and then working with kids has been definitely rewarding. They are, you know, they love to just, they soak it up, right? They're definitely there to learn. So anytime you can kind of get your hands on players that are really engaged, it definitely draws you in more. And so, I just really enjoy working with kids of all levels and ages. So it's been great. Yeah,
it has been. And not only work with your club, but also with the entire section, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So within our club, you know, we have a called PGA Junior League, and we work with different clubs around the corridor here. And we play a junior inner club with different clubs and whatnot. And then, yeah, within the Iowa PGA section, there are junior opportunities that we work with throughout the year as well that that they put together. So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunity nowadays to work with juniors or for juniors to get into the game. And so it's been great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been.
I think one of the hardest things, too, is to get that first-time junior. How often do you get a first-time junior? And for the moms and dads listening today, you know, how do you get that player started? And for most programs, do you Do you have to show up with golf clubs in your hands? And do you have to
be ready
to roll?
Because we've had that question before.
Yeah, absolutely. And how do you get started? So in a program like yours, tell us a little bit about how the program runs and the different age groups and how they're getting started. And how often do you get the child that rolled in and it's the first time they grabbed onto the golf club?
Yeah, it is common. No, you definitely do not need, well, I guess for our program, clubs and whatnot. We started at age 4, actually just kind of revamped our junior program this year. And we started at age 4 and 5, work our way all the way through high school. So it is a sport that can be tricky kind of getting into. You know, I can understand where parents don't know where to start and whatnot, but you just want to find your local course, your local PGA Pro, and try to inquire. I would say, if that club probably has a lot of juniors around, you can kind of just scout the property. You're going to know if they back junior golf or not. I mean, for the most part. So, and then just try to get them in. We've talked about this before, but trying to have some fun out there is really, really important. Getting these kids to whatever it takes. If it's just riding in a golf cart and having a Snickers bar and then just let them putt once in a while, let them get a feel for the game, and then all of a sudden they start maybe learning a little bit of the technique. But it seems our kids will be drawn more to it, and then they develop a love for the game. So just gotta kind of just sprinkle it at them and let them go.
Yeah, I agree with that. And for instance, today, which was just by pure coincidence, I had a first timer today. And it was a high school girl, but first time she ever hung on to a golf club, first time she ever swung a golf club in a full swing. And you just start from the beginning. You get the club in their hands, get the grip as close as you can get it, and start a motion. Start making that motion toward the target, and off you go. So for all the parents that are listening, really to get your kids started, it's finding that program, something like an Elmcrest has, but they're at the public courses as well.
Yep.
And then once they get into it, the junior league is this really neat opportunity where it's a lot like maybe backed or likened to soccer and other sports like football, where they have golf jerseys. So it's a golf shirt with their name and number on their back, and they play team golf. So and we hear a lot of things about LIV and the team golf aspect of it. Well, PGA Junior League's been around for 7 or 8 years now, and the kids are playing team golf like that.
Yeah, it's not a new concept, right? And the kids love to play team golf, right?
They do, yes. I would say it seems like this is probably about the fastest, from what I understand, about the fastest growing junior program in the country. Last year they had 70,000 kids, the PGA of America, through this program, so kids want to be on a team, right? And they want to be a part of a community, and they want to be with their buddies and have fun. That's the bottom line. So this PGA Junior League reaches out to the main core is going to be ages 9 to 13, but they actually do have some older groups now, starting with the 16 and under. So, yeah, it's taken that soccer approach or that Little League approach to golf, and it's just grown immensely, and kids love it, and the parents love it. They can come out and watch the matches. The great thing about the format, it is very low pressure. It is best shot. You're not playing your own ball, which can be very intimidating. This game can be intimidating for a lot of people.
It's intimidating for me.
Yeah. so it's just an all around. If you are looking to get your kid into golf, that's a great place to start. And any other local programs as well. So.
Yeah. Brian Johnson joining us here, Brian and I here in studio, as it is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM, and talking about junior golf here in the corridor. And you don't, so many people think, okay, I got to go out, I got to buy, $1,000 worth of clubs right away, which is not the thing you want to do at the junior level. So maybe maybe give a little background on how, equipment wise anyway, you can get things started.
Yes, you do not need all of that equipment right away,
because they're going to grow.
That's right. It's
like weeds.
Yeah. So it is. You want to, you can just go to the local sporting store and just grab a, driver, 7-iron, wedge, and a putter. Just get them going on a few of those. And then as they continue to grow, you just build on that. But there's companies out there nowadays, too, that really work with juniors as they grow. They make it really easy to either trade in golf clubs or get that next set at a reasonable price, because they know everybody's growing and whatnot, so they want to give a little break to the parents and keep the kids in the game. So yeah, it's becoming more available, let me put it that way, and the equipment is becoming a lot better, more lightweight, the correct sizing, so there's more opportunity than you think. But you don't need to get in there and invest a lot right away. Just kind of get those clubs and take them to the putting green, get them going, chipping, driving.
I know when I was a kid, my grandpa cut down a golf club for me back then. And now you can get, I would call it more anatomically correct for that size child. You know, the golf club works for them the way the golf club works for me. And that's kind of a neat thing, where in the past we used to just cut clubs down and give them these heavy things that just didn't flex and really didn't do much of anything other than allowed you to kind of strike a golf ball. But the new stuff, and I'll throw out U.S. Kids as an example. That equipment is sized by how tall the child is, not by how old they are, and really fits them more anatomically.
Very much so. And if you have a question about getting your child into golf, go ahead and send that down the line at 319-366-1600, or about your game, 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you on the text line out there as Caddy Smack on the Gym Class comes your way here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class at 3:32. And we're seeing a boon as far as golf is concerned, especially with youngsters. More and more of them on the golf course. I think that coming off of COVID had a big part of that. Kids could go out and play golf. That was the first thing really they could do. You've got that. Now there's music and carts. You can have music a little bit. The rules maybe have, I'm not going to say they haven't gone away, but
they've been softened.
They've been eased up a little bit. And I think all this is really set forth maybe a new renaissance in golf. You think that's the case?
Yeah, I think so. Brian was saying, it's definitely a softened, which is a good thing. I mean, if we want to keep this sport rolling, you definitely have to adapt, right? And kind of get things moving in the same direction. And things, there's the other, companies out there that have pushed the, trying to bring the younger crowd into the game, like the Top Golfs of the world.
Right.
They're here in our local area. Pin Seeker is going to be coming out pretty soon. So that type of stuff is drawing in these younger crowds. And then eventually, even if they haven't touched a club before, they're out there just hitting balls, and then eventually they will work their way onto the course. But more opportunity for these kids to come out. It's becoming more appealing because of all of that, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, and my son Braden's a great example. He's just turned 21 recently, but about 4 years ago, he realized his friends are playing golf, and his brother is playing golf, and we're playing some golf, and maybe going to dinner afterwards. And he goes, "I want to be a part of that." And so I think more and more that age group of that, call it high teens and into their 20s, there more of them are playing golf again and realizing it's a social game.
Yeah.
And having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Good question here on the text line from 0189. They have an old set of Ping G3s in good shape. Is there somewhere they can donate them to youth golf? Or if you have clubs, if you have a putter, if you have anything out there, can you donate that to a youth organization?
Yeah, I guess the first place I'd start is the Iowa PGA and start with them, because they really lead the PGA Junior League and a lot of these junior programs that are coaching programs throughout the state. And they would definitely get those in the hands of somebody that needs them. So the Iowa PGA, they're located in Riverside at the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, and that'd be a great place to get started.
I would agree. Also, very important, if you take a youngster out on the golf course or even on the range or on the putting green, et cetera, they're going to soak up everything. They're going to soak up good aspects and bad aspects. So you want to limit the bad things. You don't want to, maybe not say this, maybe not do that. Not that people do that on the golf course. Just telling you out there, they're going to soak up everything.
Yes.
I think the hardest thing with that is using fewer words with children and anybody really for that matter. I had a high school player today, her first day, and I used as few words as possible. And I did tell her it's a hard game and it's really difficult. But besides just hitting golf balls, we hit some putts. And the opportunity to see a ball go in the hole and hear that sound, that's what gets them excited. And so you start at lower levels of lengths and work your way back and play the ladder game until they start rolling some balls. And those are the parts. So yeah, start at really very simple levels and use, you know, few words and try not to make it too complicated. Get their hands in the grip in the proper position and start a motion to the target. And that's really where you have to get started.
Yeah, very much so. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class at 3:36 as we're talking about the PGA Junior section here. Brian Johnson from Elmcrest joining us along with Brian Haas and yours truly, Scott Unash in the studio, Isaac on the other side of the glass. Again, if you have a question about your game, 319-366-1600 is the text line. Let us know what you have on your mind out there, and we will definitely pass it on. We have two PGA professionals in the studio with us today. So I'm just saying, it'd be a great day to help out your game out there. No matter if you're 8 or 48,
right.
It's not going to matter at this point. Now, already, you know, first thing came to my mind, Elmcrest, Johnson, you're not related to Zach, are you?
I am not.
Okay.
No.
You got to ask these
questions. I've had that question a few times, but no, I'm not.
This event's got to be coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
July 31. Yep, coming up here in about a month. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to that. Always looking forward to that. And a few guys already coming, saying they're coming. So some big timers off the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I think I just saw, was it Sam Burns coming in and Harry Higgs? But I know, there's going to be plenty more coming in, so should be a fun year.
Sorry, ladies. Harry is now a committed golfer. He is engaged. Harry Higgs is one of the nicest and more popular guys in the tour, so he definitely is a crowd favorite. And Sam Burns is going to be that way as well. And we got some liquid gold overnight. Needed that. We all need rain as far as not only if you're growing crops, but if you're also trying to grow grass in a golf course, you need rain, don't you?
Absolutely. You need it, especially those superintendents out there. Appreciate that. Sitting there hand watering the greens all for the last month. That's a lot of work. So taking some stress off the grass. And because, you know, you think about it, if we're not getting rain, those courses are just nonstop. They are just rolling. So rounds are way up. And so courses are, which is great, but the courses will take stress. So we got to get that rain on there. Yeah.
Got any good Larry Gladson stories that we can tell? No, just kidding.
A few. You bet.
Larry, he's one of the greatest guys out there.
Yes, absolutely.
A legend in Iowa for sure.
Yes, no question about it.
All right.
Another time.
Maybe not on, no, I'm kidding. Yeah. There are no stories that we can't tell on the air about Larry.
You're right. I don't think there is.
I think we could tell every one of them on the air.
Yep.
He's that good of a guy out there. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We got a couple questions here coming in on the text line about golf games. Brian Haas, Brian Johnson joining us here in studio. So stay with us. More of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way for a Wednesday right here on KGYM.
Menards has what you need to give your bathroom a fresh look, complete with 11% off. Stop in and view our great selection of toilets from Elger. The Diplomat Tall Round Toilet has a powerful flush and a patented ever-clean surface, keeping your toilet cleaner longer. Right now, it's just $159.99 after 11% rebate. Good through July 4th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The Gym Class is coming to you live from the grand opening of X Golf in Cedar Rapids Friday from 2 to 5. We'll see you there near the corner of Collins and Edgewood.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90 per pill? We don't think so. RexMD has FDA-approved generic Viagra medication of that little blue pill
starting at just $2. Why pay huge pharmacy prices when you can get the same results for a fraction of the cost? Give your bank account a break. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you'll get a starter pack prescription of industry-leading generic Viagra medication. Just call 800-375-6741. We've helped over 100,000 men with their sex lives and with getting prescription medications direct. Your consultation is free, there's no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. Get your starter pack now. Call 800-375-6741. That's 800-375-6741. Again, 800-375-6741.
341, back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. As you just heard during that break, yes, we will be out at the brand new X Golf coming up on Friday. Looking forward to that. We're going to be broadcasting live at their grand opening from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock. I'll be out there. Stop on by, say hi. And they got some great deals. Just take a look at it. Get some time in the simulators out there at X Golf. It is on Buffalo Ridge Drive, 5235 Buffalo Ridge Drive, right in front of the Fleet Farm. Or is it Farm Fleet? I can never remember. You'll find it. It's in that building right over there. So looking forward to seeing Kevin and everybody out there coming up. We'll be there broadcasting live starting at 2 o'clock during Spencer on Sports. We'll do the Gym Class out there live on Friday, and then from 4 until 5, we'll have cut-ins during the first hour of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show. So stop on by, say hi out at X Golf. That'll be coming up on Friday. It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, continuing here on KGYM, 319-366-1600. Many, many questions coming in. Two of them dealing with wedges, fellas. Here we go. With the ground being a little more wet now, apparently after last night's rain.
Yeah,
or
one rain.
I notice I've been hitting my wedges fat. Is there anything I can do to adjust for this or fix this? I assume these are full wedges from the fairway that they are talking about.
That'd be my guess. It's a full wedge. And softer conditions, you know, lend themselves better to more bounce in the wedge. So if you have a low bounce club, say an 8-degree or 4-degree bounce, something in that category, those will dig a little bit more in soft conditions. And you may want a higher bounce club, say in the 12 to 14 range for softer conditions like that. But that's not going to last very long. So in the case of playing a lower bounce wedge in softer conditions, we need a more shallow swing. So we just want to make sure the ball position is good. It's not too deep. And that we're definitely striking the ball first.
Yep.
And then the turf second. So if you're striking the ball first, and maybe your body needs to lean a little bit if you're a right-handed player to the left to make sure we're catching that ball first, that at least if you are steep, you'll catch the ball first. It'll still go. You'll just take a big divot. But otherwise, shallow that out a little bit, and maybe ball position needs to be just a little bit more forward so it's not so deep.
Yeah. Yeah, like 60% on your, if you're a right-hander, 60% maybe on your left leg. Is that too much? Or
it's a little much, but I think on tour, the average player at address stands about 3% on their left side. Okay. For a right-handed player.
So if you're thinking about that as you're coming down to meet the ball, probably not a good thing?
Yeah.
So that's our first wedge question. Our second wedge question deals with chipping off the green. And they ask, what club should I chip with around the green? Now, that could be a loaded question because it depends on the lie. It depends on, are you chipping way a green that's elevated? Are you chipping down? There are a lot of variables to that.
Yes. When you said chipping on the green, I don't think we should be chipping on the green. But
no, chipping to the green.
Chipping to the green, yes. Yeah, you know, it's I guess the philosophy that I feel like could work well would be just trying to get the ball rolling on the ground as soon as you can. So
yeah,
less loft, the better when you're trying to chip. Most players are the opposite. You know, we see them on TV flopping that ball all over the place and it looks good, but that's a high or a very low percentage shot, high risk. So trying to get the ball rolling, whether that's a pitching wedge, 9-iron, whatever it may be, and get it going on the green. Get it rolling on the green as soon as you can.
What do you like to chip with? What's your favorite club to chip with?
I like it right around a 50, anywhere from a pitching wedge to a 50 degree.
So your gap wedge and your pitching wedge. Yeah.
Right. Gap and pitch.
Yep. Yep. So a little loftier than me. I'm a 9 iron and my 55 degree.
Okay.
Yeah. And those are back in my stance. And like you said, minimum air time and maximum roll time.
Right.
One of the things I believe that amateurs really have a problem with around the greens, and I see this a lot playing with different people that we play with, is that you want to have a smooth swing on a chip. A lot of people go back like 3/4 and then they just stab at the ball.
Yeah, I look at it as a putting stroke. It's a putting stroke with a lofty club.
Yeah.
So whether that's a 7 or an 8 iron, which is a little more old school, like I was taught when I was a kid, I'm 55 years old, so it was 50 years ago. And now I think we use a little more lofty clubs for those chip shots and just play them a little deeper in our stances. But it's a putting stroke with a lofty club.
I would agree. Interesting question from Andy on the text line. He says, at the risk of sounding like Judge Smales, he'd like to talk about the music on the course. If you want to listen to music while you play golf, get a pair of earbuds. I don't even want to listen to my own music on the course, much less yours. Thank you. I'll say this, and this is a very valid question, because I am with Andy to a certain extent. If I can hear your music from two fairways away, you are too loud. And you are not only bothering me, but you are bothering other golfers. Now, if I'm within 20 feet of your cart and can hear it, that's fine. I am okay with that. That's your personal preference. Those are my parameters anyway. But how many times have you had that, like you're on 15 and they're on 18 and you can, dance along and sing to the music? That's too loud.
Right, I agree. Unless the kegerator's coming out of your bag, that's going to be the only way that's acceptable. And so I'm kidding. For instance, at your club, right, clubs have more, typically have more rules than a public golf course. So do you have music rules?
We do not, as far as I know.
Yeah.
But Scott was saying there, yes, I agree. That's what I'm seeing right now. It's like everybody's pretty much is contained within their group.
Yeah.
And then contained within your cart, then fine. But as soon as that thing starts blaring and you're trying to tee off when they're on the putting green right behind you and it's blaring, that's when it starts to get in the way. And that's not really what golf, in terms of what people are out there to do, trying to respect every group is what we're trying to do out there. So
yeah. Be cognizant of your fellow golfer.
I agree with that. Yeah, it should stay inside your group. If you can hear it even one fairway over, I think it's too loud. Golf carts, I was just playing in Chicagoland, and I was at Prairie Landing in West Chicago playing, and they have them built right into the carts now.
Mm.
You touch the Bluetooth, it logs right into your phone, and there's a little speaker in your cart, and it won't go loud enough to get outside of your own fairway. But it's nice. It was a nice little spot, and my oldest boy, Drew, is, in his upper 20s and likes a little bit of music when he's playing. It's definitely an enjoyable game for him. He's competitive at it, but he's not chasing it for a living, and it's an enjoyable thing for him.
Sure.
And the day before that, we were at Cantini, and we had caddies, and it was as traditional as it gets, right?
So you can have it in every fashion.
Yeah, we had no music, and we all had our own individual caddies, and had a great traditional day of golf. And the second day was I would say more the modern style of golf, a little bit of music, and it was enjoyable both ways.
Well, there are many different paraphernalia out there, like Bushnell puts out a speaker.
Yeah, the Wingman.
With the yardages built in. So we're at that stage of golf where you're going to have music out there. But like we said, just be cognizant of your fellow golfer. And I think we can all get along out
there. I agree.
We don't need any drama on the golf course, more than your own personal game. Tim with a question. I am wanting to get new clubs, but I know I'll have to get them resized because I am on the short side. What should I be thinking about?
Tim, don't go buy a set of stock clubs.
I don't know
how to say that other than just don't do it. So every place, it doesn't matter. I don't care where you go get your clubs fit, but just go get your clubs fit somewhere. Look for a certified fitter. And, pick your favorite brand. If you, love Ricky Fowler or whoever and you want to hit Cobra Clubs, great. Go for it. Otherwise, go to a place that has maybe some different choices. For instance, our facility is Titleist exclusive. So you only get one choice, but there's multiple heads. But they need to have multiple shafts with those multiple heads. And the opportunity to see physics, whether that's on a TrackMan or a GC Quad. We need to be able to see those physics because it doesn't cost you any more for the golf clubs to be fit to you. They might take an extra week or so for them to get to you, but they will fit you perfectly and you'll be much happier and you'll play a much better game because clubs that don't fit you are like wearing somebody else's clothes.
Yep.
They just don't fit. Mm-hmm. And your game will show for that. So again, the only cost is typically the golf professional usually has a little cost to it, but it's not a lot of money. But your golf clubs will be exactly the same cost, whether you get them fit or you buy them right off the rack.
Best example you gave, and that is, why would you wear somebody else's clothes?
Yeah.
And that's the best way I can put it. Because if you're using a club, a stiff-shafted driver, and you only swing it, so many miles per hour, it's not going to fit you.
Right. I mean, look at Brian. If I had to wear Brian's clothes right now, I'd be a fat guy in little clothes, right?
That's right.
It wouldn't work. We don't want that. And so that's the way golf clubs work.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Also on the text line, 8186, when do you make the switch to blades? Or are they not built like they used to be? That's a very interesting question.
Yeah, so equipment is changed immensely. And blades are, in our area where we live, unless you're playing on tour, I don't even allow the college players to play blades unless
there aren't very many people to do anymore.
Yeah, if they're at maybe the All-American level, they're literally All-Americans in college, maybe they can have a blade. But the issue is that they're playing in odd conditions, college golf. And just like us, so we're playing spring golf where it's wet and cold, and then we play summer golf. It dries out a little bit, and right now, nothing. We have no rain, and just a little bit recently, and then we'll head into fall. It'll be soft again. So we're playing lots of conditions. So you want some bounce, and blades don't offer that. The tour players will play blades because they're playing in perfect conditions all the time.
Yep.
It's rare that we watch them play in crummy conditions and
firm.
Yeah, it's pretty firm all the time. What was the event that we had in New York? It was a PGA Championship. That was probably the roughest conditions we've seen them play in a really long time. And so sometimes those blades aren't so good right then.
Right.
And they'll tell you that too. Thus, you'll see, and I'll use Titleist as an example, most of them play a slight cavity type club like the T100 iron. And then you'll see a lot of T200s in their bag on the higher end irons because they're looking for more bounce and more forgiveness. And these clubs are built like cars now. They have a chassis and then all the parts go inside of it. And it's such a huge advantage over a blade. So unless you're playing on tour, I wouldn't recommend a blade.
There you go.
No.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, before we have to close up shop here today, just want to let Brian tell us one more time. If you're out there, you've been listening to the podcast, and you have a youngster out there that wants to get involved in junior golf, just give a couple of directions for them to go before we go.
Yes, I would say just to reach out to your local course and see what they have available, and. Even though we're getting close to July 1 here, there's still a lot of opportunity. So feel free to reach out. Most programs are going to welcome kids in, whether it's their fifth week in or their first week or whatever. So now there's just a lot of other opportunity out there as well. And I would say just do what you can. Get them out there. And if they got a putter, just take them to the putting green and get them going. And driver, they love to hit the driver, obviously. Tee it up and let it go. But it's a great sport, and if we can just kind of get them dabbling with it, it's a sport for a lifetime, as we know. So, whatever we can do to get them out there.
Yeah, we're old. We're still playing.
Yeah,
yeah.
trying to get better. And that's all we do. And Brian, thanks. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
And tell Larry and everybody over at Elmcrest hi.
I will. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And 3034 with the question, what's the best course for a beginner around the Iowa City area?
Pleasant Valley.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could go to, what is it? High Point? Is that
Quail Creek? Juniors around.
Yep.
A little 9-hole course in North Liberty. They love having juniors around.
Yeah. Just check it out. Like you said, give them a call and they'll help you out, certainly. And thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. And
thank you.
Great to have you here. And check out lakehousesports.com. Please do.
Absolutely. And if I can answer questions about your junior golf as well or help you find somebody, please let me know.
Yeah. And 2 weeks from now, we're going to have Alex Shockey on.
Yeah.
Looking forward to
it. I am too. Yeah. It was exciting to watch his little package he had before he teed it up in the last spot on the opening day of the U.S. Open. So Alex is playing some good golf, and it'll be fun to have Alex on next week.
We're going to find out how deep that rough was.
Yes. I mean, their feet they disappeared.
and other things. Bad rulings for Rory. He didn't win, but boy, if he would have won, that would have been one that we would be talking about forever. But that wasn't Rory's fault, though.
It wasn't, but we need more subjects.
There you go. All right. Guys, thanks. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks for stopping by. And thanks to everybody for listening to Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Coming up tomorrow, Sean Bach from 24/7 Sports is going to join us. Iowa recruiting is off the charts on football right now. We will talk about that. And then we're going to be at X Golf coming up on Friday right in front of Fleet Farm over on Buffalo Ridge Drive, northeast in Cedar Rapids. Thanks for listening, everybody. Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a great night.
Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are